Evil One Revealed. A very good day, ladies and gentlemen. In this study, we will hear almost 200 scriptures and over 40 names revealing and teaching of our unseen enemy, the devil. Originally created by God and named Lucifer before the earth existed, he was most likely the highest order of angelic being created. At some point in time, iniquity, sin, and rebellion were found in him, and his name was changed to Satan. Even from the time of Adam, we see a deceptive Satan working in the earth. Yet we know from the beginning that his time, cruel bondage, and power over men are limited. We see also his total defeat by our Lord Jesus and complete destruction of his dominion ending in the lake of fire. Let's listen in and let the Holy Spirit teach and reveal our enemy's complete sordid profile. We will witness his rebellion, his expulsion from heaven to earth, and his absolute hatred of men. We will see his deceitful, lying, thieving, and murderous works throughout time towards men. In our generation, we know also that his time is short. John 10, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." Lucifer, the beautiful created angel. Colossians 1, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." Ezekiel 28, "Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in thy ways from the day that you were created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee." Ezekiel 28, "Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set your heart as the heart of God. Isaiah 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Luke 10. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Revelation 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Ladies and gentlemen, in review, we see our enemy, the devil, named Satan, the thief, the prince of Tyrus, the anointed cherub, the covering cherub, Lucifer, son of the morning, the dragon, and that old serpent. Satan's evil and deception of old. Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. 1 John 3. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Daniel 10. Then said he, Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. Isaiah 14. That I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. Job 1. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Job 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in your hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. 1 Chronicles 21. And Satan stood up against Israel, and provoked David to number Israel. Zechariah 3. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Psalm 109. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. Revelation 12. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Ladies and gentlemen, in review here we see the enemy named the Wicked One, Prince of Persia, Prince of Grecia, and the Assyrian. The devil under Jesus' feet. Colossians 2. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Ephesians 1. Far above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and the tempter came to him. Luke 4. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone, that it be made bread. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from here. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Luke 4. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And the devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak. For they knew that he was Christ. Matthew 8. And Jesus saith unto him, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Luke 13. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Luke 10. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Praise God. Matthew 16. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Matthew 9. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out devils through the prince of devils. Luke 11. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. Ladies and gentlemen, once again in this segment we see our enemy identified further as principalities, powers, the tempter, birds of the air, serpents, scorpions, and spirits. Lies, murder, and evil exposed. Matthew 12. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb man both spake and saw. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Matthew 10. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? John 8. You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Matthew 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one convert, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. John 10. And many of them said, He has a devil, and he's mad. Why hear ye him? But others said, These are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Matthew 12. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in, and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Matthew 13. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did not you sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has it tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. Mark 7. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Mark 9. Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him. And enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. Ladies and gentlemen, in this section, the enemy is named Beelzebub, Prince of Devils, Unclean Spirit, Foul Spirit, Dumb Spirit, and Deaf Spirit. Jesus' total victory. Luke 4. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Luke 8. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Luke 8. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils a long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of God Most High, I beseech thee, torment me not. For Jesus had already commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding in the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought Jesus that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. Luke 13. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Luke 22. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that thy faith fail not. Matthew 16. I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. John 6. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him. John 13. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. And after the meal, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. John 17. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. John 14. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Ladies and gentlemen, herein are more names describing our enemy. The terms evil spirits, legion, spirit of infirmity, son of perdition, and prince of this world. Satan troubles the church. Revelation 12. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Romans 8. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Acts 5. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Acts 8. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and those that were lame were healed. Acts 13. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so his name is by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all cunning and all mischief, you child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Acts 26. To open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. 1 Corinthians 5. To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 7. Defraud you not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not. 2 Corinthians 2. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 11. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his deception, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 12. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. 1 Thessalonians 2. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. 1 Thessalonians 3. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter has tempted you, and our labor be in vain. 2 Thessalonians 2. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. 1 John 5. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Ephesians 2. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Peter 5. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Corinthians 2. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In review, ladies and gentlemen, of this section, our enemy is referred to as rulers of the darkness, God of this world, spiritual wickedness, man of sin, your adversary, and seducing spirits. Satan's soon demise. Isaiah 29. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. 2 Thessalonians 2. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceptions of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Matthew 7. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Romans 16. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Revelation 20. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years shall be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. Revelation 9. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue his name Apollyon. Revelation 17. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life, from the foundation of the world. Revelation 9. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which had not the seal of God in their foreheads. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Revelation 16. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Revelation 2. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and have not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Revelation 18. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. John 12. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Ladies and gentlemen, in review we see our enemy further stated as the terrible one, the scorner, the angel of the bottomless pit, Abaddon, Apollyon, the beast, locusts, spirits of devils, and finally an unclean, hateful bird. I submit to you, the word devil means simply defeated evil. As you can see, we, as God's anointed servants, have power over all the evil and destruction of the enemy. 1 John 4 says, We are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We will need this power to continue about our Father's work. Nothing can stand against our Father's kingdom. All his enemies will fall. God bless you as you sow his word into your heart, yielding courage, boldness, strength, and might in your inner man. Holy Spirit, thank you for teaching and making certain your word in our hearts. In Jesus' name.